Oh, yeah, it keeps rolling here with the Philadelphia Eagles. 5 straight wins, a 6-1 record, best in the NFL. The latest, a 34-24 win, of course, over Washington, as you heard from Merrill and Mike. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook, who was part of our Hall of Fame night on Monday as David Akers was inducted. Good time.
Great time. Yeah. Awesome for David. Well-deserving. Great man. You know, great player, but an even better man.
I want to ask you this as we before we get into the offense here. The crowd at Lincoln Financial Field. You're down on the field in the second quarter as the Eagles are marching down the field, making plays, scoring touchdowns. That crowd, again, was, as the kids say, banging.
Well, it's a reason why this is, they're banging, of course. There's a reason why everyone considers them the best fans, most passionate fans in the NFL. And we saw that again last night. The cheers that they did for David, the cheers that they did for this team, the way they made it hard for Kirk Cousins. And even in situations where injuries happen, Jason Peters. They start chanting Jason Peters because they understand what he means to this football team. Obviously the best fans in football.
Yeah, it does it remind you, Brian, of the years that this team was really at its peak under Andy Reid, and how everybody feeds off of the emotion of the fans?
It's scary because as an ex-player, a retired player, I never want to play anymore. Like, I never have the need or desire to ever go out there and play. I don't want to get the hits. I don't want to go to practice. I don't want to do any of those things. But when you walk on that field and you hear the fans chanting all the different players' names, chanting the Eagles chant, now you start the adrenaline going. Now you want to play because of the fans. That's the type of presence they have.
And the true story of this is that I was on the sidelines with Trot and Brian, and Trot turns to Brian and goes, you know, I really feel like I want to go out and play right now.
The funny thing about that day, right before that, before we came down, he said, I never want to play ever again. Right before then. That's why I was laughing at that point.
Yeah, and then he like reached down, that knee was hurt. He's like, yeah, maybe I'll go upstairs and have a cocktail. All right, a lot to get to here on this Eagles 360. Let's talk about the offense. Presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. The Eagles, of course, rolling behind Carson Wentz. 4 touchdown passes. Brian, I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback play this well.
You know, he continues to do things that surprise me. And I shouldn't be surprised because he's done it all season long. Carson continues to find ways to escape rushes, continue to be accurate, continue to get everybody involved on the field. And we talked about it before, stretching the field, making a defense consider every possibility on the field. He continues to do that. He continues to be the leader of this football team, and that's amazing to watch.
Yeah, after an absolutely awful start from the offense, 4 penalties on the first drive, you know, first and 33 at their own 2-yard line.
After 4 plays.
Yeah, after 4 plays. It was just, you thought, well, maybe the Eagles just won't be that kind of night for the Eagles. But nobody flinched. Nobody got nervous. Nobody panicked. And that comes from the quarterback. And then he passes the ball to anyone who has a favorable matchup. Touchdown passes to Mac Hollins, who shows you the breakaway speed down the field. Nelson Agholor, another touchdown catch in the red zone. Zach Ertz, a monster in the red zone. And then, of course, the doozy to Corey Clement, falling down catch. It's all starting at the quarterback, Brian. Everybody's feeding off number 11.
It shows you the resiliency of this team, this offense, because they struggled to begin the game. They looked like they had 10, 11 days off. They looked kind of rusty. But they continue to get better. They continue to fight, even though they were faced with a lot of adversity early on in the game. It also shows you the feeling that the head coach has of this team. At some point in that game, Doug said, you know what, we're not getting it done offensively, going the pace that we're doing. We're going up-tempo. We're going to make sure that this team gets out there, try to get out of their own way, speed the game up. This is where Carson really excels at, and he did a great job last night.
Yeah. How do you stop this offense?
You know, my first guess was to pressure the young quarterback, make him work. But he continues to evade the rush. On third downs, he continues to find ways to get open, get guys open, throw guys open, and I don't know. I mean, it's hard to stop. No defense has found a way yet.
Well, we'll see how the Eagles move forward here without Jason Peters. Significant injury to the Pro Bowl, All-Pro, future Hall of Fame left tackle. Terrible to see him go out on a cart on Monday night, so we wish him the best of luck in his recovery. In the meantime, Halepalavadi Vaitai plays left tackle. Nice. Lane Johnson plays right tackle. And the beat goes on.
Well, this team has been very resilient, dealing with injuries all season long. They found a way to deal with Fletcher Cox being out, Ronald Darby being out. They'll find another way to deal with Jason Peters, who is a big cog in this machine, how to make this team successful. They'll find a way to get it done. Doug has continued to preach the next guy up. They'll find a way.
Blindside, San Francisco will come after Vaitai. They will overload What can you do from a scheme standpoint to protect him if things go south?
Well, you put a tight end over there. You add a running back in protection. And you just say to your running backs as the game goes on, as you go into the game, and say, keep an eye. Keep an eye on your left tackle. Make sure that before you get out, we don't need you to get out as fast. Just take an eye, take a peek. If you see a guy screaming upfield, go ahead and block him. That's the only thing you need to do. Vitae is a professional. He's been in this game long enough, a couple years, that he understands the way that teams are going to attack him. And now it's up to Doug, the coaches, to make him understand you have to be the best that you can be on this game in particular. And hopefully he goes out there and plays a good game.
We shall see. The Niners on a short week coming to Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. That is our look at the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Much more to get to here on Eagles 360. We'll take a look at the defense, which suffers a significant injury as well, and the special teams, which has been beat up all season, a little later in the show when we return, though. An all-22 review or two of some big plays from Monday night's NFC East win over Washington.